Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, right now, let's kneel to take our confession. We say, Father, I kneel to worship you. I kneel in honor of your word. I receive and submit myself to the light of your word. I am changed by your word into the same image as Christ. And Christ is seen, felt, and received through my life. Now I bring down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And I bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I yield myself to your word, paying complete attention. I receive grace and wisdom that changes my life. Your words are spirit and life to me, healing my body and restoring my soul. I receive every blessing you have prepared for me today. Your peace and joy are multiplied in my life. My life is a testament to your glory. I rejoice at your word as one that has found great treasures. Amen. Come on, church, just rejoice and say thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Come on, say to your neighbor, it's good for us to be here. Hallelujah. And let's welcome all those that have joined us online. Come on, let's say we love you. Thank you, Jesus. Today, I want to share a message with you that I titled, The Right Perspective to Help You Win Every Battle. The Right Perspective to Help You Win Every Battle. You know, as children of God, we are designed to be victorious. Okay? In every situation, we ought to overcome. It is our birthright. It is who we are. It's what we're supposed to experience. But I know that this year, most of us must have, you know, encountered some situations that didn't turn out like that. You expected something else, but it panned out differently. And that really got to you. You know, it was a whole lot for you. But not to worry, all right? 2026 is not going to be like that. Come on, did somebody hear that? Yes, 2026 is not going to be like that. It's not going to be like that. Because I've come to show you the ground that you need to stand at all times in order to experience victory every day of your life. And I'm also going to be exposing the tactics of the enemy that he uses to cause defeat in our life. So trust me, somebody's going home blessed today. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Go with me to the book of Judges, chapter number 6. And we're going to start from verse number 2. Judges, chapter number 6, and verse number 2. Oh, Jesus. Judges 6, verse 2. We're going to see this clearly in the scriptures. Alright? We're going to come to understand that these are the things that hold us from experiencing victory. So, it says in chapter number 6 and from verse number 2, and the hand of the Midian prevailed against Israel. Okay? Please stay with me. Alright? Stay with me. It says, and the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel because of the Midianites. The children of Israel made for themselves the dens, the caves, and the strongholds which are in the mountains. So it was, whenever Israel had sown, Midianites would come up, also Amalekites and the people of East would come up against them. then they would encamp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza and leave no substance for Israel, neither sheep nor oxen nor donkey. For they will come up with their livestock and their tents, coming up in as numerous as locusts. But they and their camels were without number, and they will enter the land and destroy it. So Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. Okay, so from here we're going to go to verse number 11, still in chapter number 6, and we're going to go down to verse number 11. All right, please do well to stay alert in this service. What I'm going to share with you today is something that is going to be a great blessing to you. Okay, so let's go back to this. From verse number 11, it made us to understand. It says, now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. Okay? And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. Did you see that? The Lord said to him, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. Please, let's continue. Gideon said to him, oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, Did the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivers us into the hands of the Midianites. Then the Lord turned to him and said, Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? Now please go forward. So he said to him, oh my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. Okay? And the Lord said to him, surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, at this point in Israel, they were facing all manner of difficulties. They were being attacked by the Midianites day and night. They made us understand they will come, destroy their crops, destroy their animals. It became so bad that they ended up becoming very poor. Very, very poor. The Bible made us to understand that. These people would go as far as hiding in caves. The Israelites would go as far as hiding in the caves from the Midianites. So, Gideon was living in this same land, and he was experiencing these same difficulties, this poverty and this pain with every other person. You know, at this point, you would think that the reason why Gideon was trapped in this situation and could not, you know, go against the Midianites was because they were too strong for him, right? Come on, church. Right? But no, that was not the case. Though it looks so on the outside. Come on, church, stay with me. It looks so on the outside. But that wasn't the case. You know why? Because when the angel showed up, he made us to understand what Gideon's real problem was by the very words that he said to him. By the very first words that he said to him. And what did he say? The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor. Take me there. He said to him, the Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor. That was to say that the very first problem that Gideon had, the reason why he really couldn't defeat these people, was that Gideon no longer believes that the Lord was with him. Can you see that? He no longer believed that the Lord was with him. As far as he was concerned, the presence of the Lord has departed from Israel. And secondly, he said, "You mighty man of valor." Why? Because Gideon has a wrong identity of himself. When we read further down, you see there that when the angel tried pushing him to go forward, all right, telling him to save the Israelite, what did he say? He said, "I am a weak man." He said, "Wait, no, you don't understand. Not just that I'm weak. The clan I came from, we are even the weakest." That was how he was seeing himself. As far as he was concerned, this is going to be a slaughter. It's not possible. You can't be talking victory to me. Are you still with me, church? Because this was all this man could see of himself. All right? Praise the Lord, church. So, the very first thing the angel had to do was to solve this problem. All right? He had to first of all solve this problem. Solve his belief problem and solve his identity problem. Because until this ground was leveled, until Gideon gets to the point where he now believes that the Lord is in him and understands who he really is, there was no way that he could go forward. So here the angel said to him, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." Immediately Gideon believed this. We can say so because at a point it was as though this young man Gideon did not still get this point, because after he had said this, he had to repeat it again. Alright, he had to repeat it again when he told him, "Go and fight the Israelites. Come on, take me there." He had to repeat it again. Alright, and tell him, "Yes, how go and save them." He now asked, "How can I save them? Look at who I am." He now has to tell him, "The Lord, alright, the Lord will be with you." Did you see that? He said, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites." Do you see what he did to him again? He has to say that again to him, that this is all you need. This is all you need. And at a point, this man believed. He accepted these things. Why did I say so? Because in chapter number 7 and in verse number 14, come on, take us there. Chapter number 7, verse number 14, see what happened. "Then his companion answered and said, 'This is nothing else but the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. Into his hand God has delivered Midian and the whole camp.'" Did you see that? He said the Lord had delivered these people into his hands. So Gideon got to that point where he got to believe that the Lord is with me and I am a great man of valor. Immediately that was sealed, Gideon experienced victory in his life. Glory be to God. Come on, I'm showing you the real problem. So the tactics that the enemy uses against us is this. He tells you when you experience situations that the Lord is no longer with you. Are you hearing me? He tells you the Lord is no longer with you. You know why? So that he can cut you off from your power source. As far as you believe that the Lord is not with you, are you going to turn to him to call on him? No, you're not going to do that. You won't do that. He's not with you. Who are you going to call on? He says that to you. Then he gives you an identity from your problem. He tells you you are weak. Can't you see? If you were strong, will you not go out and defeat the Midianites? It simply means you are not strong now. Accept it, my friend. And guess what we do? We take it up and we say, "Yes, it's true, I am really weak." No, that's going to end today. In the name of Jesus. No more defeat in your life. In the name of Jesus. Yes, because he has been exposed today.
He does that to us so that he can get us cramped to the corner and we can experience defeat all the time. Glory be to God. Now, you will see this same thing occur in the book of Luke. Luke chapter number 5, verse number 8. We see this same thing occurring there. The Bible says, it said when Simon Peter saw it, right? Now, please, this is talking about the miracles of Jesus, alright? In the life of Peter when he caught many fish, okay? So we are jumping right into the story. Please stay with me in this service. I know what I'm telling you. This thing is very important. Don't let anything distract you. The Bible said, when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at his knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Come on, church, did you hear that? You would have expected that someone that experienced that kind of miracle would have started leaping for joy. He would have been jumping and excited. "Ah, now I can pay my taxes, so now this can happen." But this man did not know. The very next thing he was saying, "Lord, go away from me, leave. Why? See the first thing. The man had taken up an identity. He said, "I'm a sinful man. As far as I'm concerned, defeat is my natural domain. As far as I am a sinful person, I'm not supposed to be experiencing miracles in my life." So he wasn't even expecting any of these things in his life. Okay? And then the next thing, if I'm a sinful man, there is no way your presence can be with me. It is normal for me. I understand that you are not with me. I know this is where I live. As in, he has come to believe that the Lord is not with him because he says to himself, "I'm a sinful man." So hence he tells the Lord, "Go away. Go away from me." So when you look at the life of Peter, imagine everybody seeing him in the town that period. You would think that the reason why he was really suffering was because the town was very difficult. Was because situations were actually very hard. Not knowing that it was coming from this man having a wrong identity of himself and a false belief that the Lord is no longer with him. These two things got Peter trapped. Church, can you see that with me? But guess what the Lord did? Exactly what the angel did to Gideon. His very appearance in the life of Peter was saying, "I'm with you." Immediately he was standing there, it was saying, "This is me with you." And then he goes further to tell him, "Come on, take us down." And then he answers to him. He says, "You know what you're going to become?" He said, "You're going to catch men. You're going to become fishers of men." Alright? He said, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be what? You will catch men. From now on, this is what you're going to be doing." So if I'm telling you that you're going to catch men, you know what I'm doing? I am tweaking your mindset. You can't be seeing yourself as a sinner. A sinner cannot go and rescue a sinner. So I must have changed your consciousness to your righteous. Do you understand? And we can tell what happened to the life of Peter from that point going forward. It was victory all the way. Victory all the way. Constant victory. Perpetually. Till the end. Because this problem was solved. Because the Lord shifted him to this ground. Glory be to God. So now I want you to know, church, I want you to know that the Lord is always with you. No matter the situation you experience, hear me now. The Lord is always with you. Don't let the devil ever lie to you that because of the situation you are experiencing, it simply means the Lord is not with you. You know, he knows how to magnify those things. He comes to you, he tells you, "How can you say that the Lord is with you? Now explain it to me. Have you seen anybody that has the Lord by himself experiencing this kind of thing you are experiencing? Experiencing this level of darkness and pain that you are experiencing? Come on now." He will sit you down and tell you to reason it out. Let's face the fact. Please never face the fact with the devil. Face the word of God with him. Not the facts. Are you with me, church? Don't face the fact with him. You face the word of God with him. your situation will always want to tell you something different. He brings it. He says, there's no way. This level of depth, this level of darkness, this level of pain, this level of sorrow, simply means the Lord is not with you. I've come to tell you, church, today, I say the Lord is with you. Amen. Now we're going to see that the Lord reassures us of this in the book of Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 5. Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 5. Come on, you have to go fast with me. Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse number 5. I like it when we see these things. It makes it more powerful. I can just quote it, but when we see it, it always turns out to be more powerful. Alright? He said to us, he said in Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse number 5, he says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Okay? Be content with such things as you have. For him himself has said, I will never trust, stay with me. Please don't get distracted. I need to go home with this truth. He said, I will never. Come on, say with the word with me, never.
Never.
Come on, say it louder.
Never.
He said, I will never leave you, nor what? Forsake you. I will never, never leave you. It's never going to happen. No matter the situation you are in, I'm never going to leave you. Just know that I'm always right there with you. My presence is always right there with you. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. It's okay for your friends to leave you. You know, the situations can be too hard for them to bear. So your friends can actually turn their back on you. You know, your parents can even turn their backs on you. Your close companion, the people you think that you are relying on, they can actually turn their back on you. But you know what? The Lord will never do that. Come on, church, are you with me? I said the Lord will never do that. He says, I will never leave you. He says, I will never forsake you. Never. He said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. And he tells us this same thing, you know, in the book of Psalm chapter number 46. Psalm chapter number 46. I have to flip through those pages today. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He says in Psalm chapter number 46 and verse number 1. Let's go to verse number 1. It says, God is our refuge and strength. Church, are you with me? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Come on, church. He said, a very present help. Alright? In the time of trouble. Psalm chapter number 46, verse number 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. Glory be to God. He says, he's your very present help. Come on, church, are you still with me? He says he's your very present help. So you have to know that the Lord is always by your side, always there with you. Okay? And you also have to understand that this matter is not a matter of feeling. It has nothing to do with feeling. You don't feel the presence of God. Oh, the way the situation is, I don't feel that the Lord is with me. I don't think the Lord is with me. I don't feel it. I used to feel his presence. What do you want? Electric shock? Come on. You don't feel it. You know it. You know it. This is a matter of faith. This is a matter of faith. You have to know it. You have to know that the Lord is always with you. You have to know that he has said he will never forsake you. 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 Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Now I know I have the Lord with me at all times. Come on, do I have a church that knows that now? Do I have a people that knows the truth? we have the Lord always with us. Always. Thank you, Jesus. Now you also have to understand that you are who God says you are. This is a quick one. I'm going to be rounding up this. But I need you to get every part of this truth. Alright? You have to know that you are who God says you are. Don't ever define yourself from the point of your situation. Are you hearing me? Don't ever let your situation to define you. Church, did you hear me? You know why I'm saying this? Your identity is something that is very, very powerful. Your identity is something that is extremely powerful. The word is extremely powerful. The way you see yourself will determine what you will experience. Church, are you with me? The way you see yourself will determine what you're going to experience. This thing, what I'm saying right now, was clearly stated in that story. I would rather say in both of them. In that of Peter and in that of Gideon. We see that clearly there. So you must never allow your situation speak to you and define you. And I said just now that your identity is something that is very important. Why? Consider a man that is suffering from memory loss. Come on, church. Consider that man. No matter how powerful that man is, no matter the amount of resources that man has, they are totally useless to him. Totally useless to him. Why? Because he doesn't remember who he is anymore, nor know what he has. He doesn't remember who he is anymore, so hence he does not know what he has anymore at his disposal. So when you see that man suffering, is he suffering out of lack of resources? Out of lack of power? No, but because he doesn't know who he is anymore. Because he cannot remember anymore. So hence the pain. Hence the suffering. You know, this thing was clearly stated in the book of James. In James chapter number 1 and verse number 24. The Bible made us to understand this. He says, for he observes, come on, you can go to 23. Probably they will enjoy it, but where I'm going to is actually verse number 24. He said, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in the mirror, alright? For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. The Bible says he observes himself, but he immediately forgets what kind of man he is. The word is he immediately forgets. He forgets what kind of man he is. And the moment he forgets what kind of man he is, you know what? He's going to start experiencing defeat. He can't remember anymore. He can't remember I am powerful. He can't remember I am righteous. He can't remember I am bold. He can't remember I am strong. You know what happens? He starts acting in the opposite. I'm trying to say to you that your identity is something that is very powerful. Are you still with me, church? And the only way you can get to know who you are is from the Word of God. You have to go to the Scriptures. Okay? You have to go there. In there is filled with the knowledge of who you are. There is so much I can say to you about who you are right now. You know, the word of the Lord made us understand. He said, you are blessed. Church, did you hear that? He says, you are blessed. He said, your memory is blessed. The memory of the righteous is blessed. He says, you are a child of God. He said, you are righteous. There's so much. I can continue listing them. But you have to go there to get a hold of everything. You have to go there so that you can really see who you are. You can have the whole truth put together. You know why you have to do that? Because for every situation, there's a particular response to it. Church, are you with me? For every situation, you have to respond with the right identity. If we go back to Gideon, the angel did not come and tell him, your memory is blessed. He didn't tell him, you are the healed of the Lord. Are you with me? You know what he said to him? He said, mighty man of valor. And let me give you the meaning of valor. It says, great courage in the face of danger, especially in battle. This was what Gideon needed to hold on to. This was the right identity to that situation. So as a student, you are faced with difficulties in your academics. This is not the time to be saying, I know who I am. The situation is asking you, Oyana, talk to me, who are you? I know who I am. That is vague. You are speaking English. Who are you? I know who I am now. I know who I am. I am who I am. You are what? You should be specific. It's not a vague answer. This is the time for you to be saying, my memory is blessed. We see that in the book of Proverbs chapter number 10, verse number 7. It makes us to understand. He said, your memory is blessed. That's the time to be saying, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I have the strength of God inside of me. I can do this thing. It tells you that clearly. And you know, sometimes you can also get your body acting up. You are feeling somehow. This is not the time to be quoting memory. At that time, that identity will not match. It's not going to work for the situation. But you know what you are saying? I am the healed of the Lord. Did you not see it? Isaiah said this now. In chapter number 53, verse number 5. It says, by his stripes, I am healed. So yes, I am healed. That's the right answer to that situation. So for every situation, there's the right answer about your identity to raise. So you have to know who you are in total. You have to know totally who you are in every aspect of your life so that you can give the right answer at the right time. The specific answer needed for that situation. The moment you know this, you know what you are caught up for. Come on, church, now. You know what you are caught up for? You are caught up for the life of victory. Did you hear that, church? I say you are caught up for the life of victory. Every day, at all times. It's not going to be today I am down, tomorrow I'm up. No. You will see yourself moving from glory to glory. This situation will come, you will overcome it. As long as you have these two keys at work in you. As long as you have this truth at work in you. So now, I'm sure that you can see that to walk in victory, all you need is to believe. Come on, church. Is to believe that the presence of the Lord is always with you. Do you have that right now? Come on, church. Do you have that? And then you have to know who you are. You have to have the right identity. Once you stay conscious of this truth, you're going to see yourself experience victory every day of your life. So now you have known it. Okay? All you need to do now is to stay conscious of this truth every day of your life. And as you do, you shall walk in perpetual victory in this coming year. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, I've given you the message that my father has sent me. And I'm sure you got the point, right? Stand on this ground. Don't let the devil shift you away from it. Stand on it. You're going to experience that victory. You are who God says you are. The Lord is always with you. Come on, bow down your head right now. Kazuze Shevedona. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. You're going to say, Father, I choose to walk in the light of this truth. Father, I choose to walk in the light of this truth. Oh, kazuze sevedona nihamala deza. Eina zuze sevedina talina mandoza. Kina devenede. Ratomo shatala vanozi anea. In kazuze sevedis kazuna maha. Father, I believe your word. You have said that you will never leave me. You will never forsake me. Father, you will never leave me. You will never forsake me. Lord, I walk in the light of this truth. Yes, I believe your word, Lord. Oh, I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am. In the name of Jesus. Lisa to benekia to baladona. Lezuze shetet kezubana antaba niya to bene. Liatene komantavanaha. Ina dovo shatalia zeketeverenehe. Et de zuze shadania namaha. In kapanez kezuba de nataba namaha. In vetez kialamaha. Yes, Lord. This coming year, Lord, I experience victory every day of my life. No more defeat, no more defeat, no more defeat. Thank you, Father, for you have shod my feet with this truth. Yes, you have anchored me to this truth, Lord. No matter the mess, no matter the situation, Lord, I walk in the light of this truth, that you are always with me, and I am who you say that I am. I'm not going to let the devil lie to me anymore. No, I'm not going to let him lie to me anymore. I'm not going to absorb his poison into my life anymore. I'm not going to absorb his poison into my life anymore. In the name of Jesus. Oh kasatamaha. Inesunemehe. Inakamaha. Yes, it's a perpetual morning in my life from henceforth. Yes, I move from glory to glory right now. Come on, see yourself living a life of victory now. Come on, snap that picture right now. See yourself standing in the light. See yourself standing in the light of this world and overcoming. See yourself standing in the light of this world and overcoming. See yourself experiencing victory every day by standing in the light of this truth. Oh, Kasisa Banamaha. Come and snap those pictures and hold it and go home with it. La Sieto Benamaha. Rekomo Siateza. Ina Dopenemendomo Shadamaha. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, it's a perpetual morning for you from henceforth. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. It's a life of victory. In the year 2026, you're going to experience victory all the way. Yes, the Lord will keep you on this path. In the name of Jesus. Yes. There will always be a new song in your mouth. Yes, a song of victory. A song of victory. And you will keep saying, thanks be to God who causes me to triumph. Yes, this will be the word that will always be in your mouth. Because you're going to keep triumphing. Every day, in every situation, you're going to keep triumphing. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, as the word of the Lord has said, now I speak over you. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. The blessing of the Lord causes you to flourish. The blessing of the Lord causes you to go forward. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes. You're going out and your coming is blessed. The works of your hands are blessed. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Come on, church, rejoice. Rejoice and glorify the name.